Ho, ho, ho! Like my Santa.
Ho, ho, ho!
We're back! It's Potmas Day 4!
Welcome back.
Welcome back. You had no choice because we're doing this every day.
Yeah, so here we are.
Day 4 on Potmas, and this is the Saturday segment where we're going to talk about something Christmas themed every Saturday.
Yes.
And this week's theme... And maybe I should introduce ourselves every time, but probably not. I probably don't need to.
I think that after the third day, they could be like, this is obviously Sarah and Sarah.
I'm the host of Intoxicated Sarah, and my producer, Sarah Nicole, is my co-host for this Podmas.
What's up?
If you don't know, you should know.
I got promoted.
But you never know. There might be a new listener popping in. And that's what we're doing. We're doing a daily podcast every day for 25 days.
Yep. This is what we're doing.
This is the Christmas themed episode, so we are going to talk about Christmas food.
Yes, my two favorite things, Christmas and food.
Christmas and food, the best food that there is, I think. Winter Christmas holiday food is the best.
Oh, right? I agree. I 1000% agree. What's your favorite Christmas food?
So I think that there's different categories of this, right?
Oh yeah, that's true.
Because there's so many, there's Christmas candy, there's Christmas party food, which I think I just love dips and fucking appetizers.
I like
puff
a
pastries.
Warm brie.
Brie.
Brie in a pastry.
Oh.
So good.
So good. But when I think of Christmas, I do think of Christmas dinner, which is, I think, the best, the turkey dinner, all the fixins. All the fixins.
My mom hasn't made a turkey dinner in years, and this year she's making us a turkey dinner because my work's giving us a turkey.
Oh, okay.
They're like, yeah, that's all. We don't give you bonuses or anything, but we give you turkeys, so
that's so strange.
That's can I opt out of
that's
this?
That's the strangest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And Dustin's mom makes so many turkeys. For some reason, she makes 3 turkeys. And then she'll have one for dinner, and then she wants his brother to take one home, and then she wants us to take one home. Oh. I'm like, ma'am, you don't need to make 3 turkeys.
There's a lot of turkey. You could get some soup out of that, though, if you want to make some
soup.
Yeah,
we have turkeys for days afterwards, and it's awesome. I love it.
I'm a big fan of a turkey dinner. It's literally probably my favorite dinner. I fucking love it. Gravy, so stuffing, mashed potatoes, some veggies. Some sweet potato casserole, motherfuckers. Have you ever had sweet potato casserole? Which is it's a sweetened version of mashed sweet potato. And so what we do is we put a crumbly mixture on top that's a mixture of brown sugar and pecans, and it's crumble, and it makes it crunchy on top.
Yeah.
Although some people put marshmallows on top, which is really good too.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I could fuck with that.
That's like an American Thanksgiving thing. Yeah.
Yum.
We always do the turkey dinner. Our standard is turkey dinner, usually on Christmas Day. And Christmas morning, we always have a big breakfast, pancakes and everything.
My mom always makes crepes on Christmas morning.
Ooh, Christmas crepes. Good. Savory or sweet?
Sweet. So she puts orange marmalade in one, and she puts a strawberry marmalade in mine because I don't like orange stuff. And then she puts whipped cream and Frangelico on top of it.
That sounds delicious.
So good.
What do you guys traditionally do for dinner?
With my mom, we typically do a raclette.
What's that?
It's like a fondue, but on a stone.
Oh, okay.
So then you cook your meat and your vegetables and stuff like that on there. And we usually have some people over to do that.
Oh, fun.
But this year we're making a turkey dinner. So everything has vodka in it. The dressing has vodka in it. The cranberries has vodka in it. She injects the turkey with vodka.
It's everything has vodka. It's Polish,
it's
turkey
so
dinner.
Good. Yeah. And her dressing is really interesting too, because she makes a walnut dressing.
Yum.
It's really fucking good. And then my dad, just typical turkey dinner, but his stuffing is also very good. He has my grandma's recipe, and it's the best stuffing I ever had.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Every time I go over dinner, I'm like, can you just make your stuffing? Thanks.
Stuffing is one of my all-time favorite things in life. Do you have any nostalgic Christmas foods or candies? I have a couple. So I posted on Instagram the toy candy. Have you ever seen these?
No.
So, like, they are these, like, essentially, like, suckers. And the candy is, like, just very basic candy. It's just, like, I don't know how you make it, but it just tastes like pure sugar. You've probably seen them around. Let me pull up my picture of them. They come in this bag.
Oh,
and yeah, they're sticks, and they're in the shape of like toys or animals. Oh. I grew up having it be called toy candy.
Oh,
and it's polarizing. So like people either love it or hate it. And I just did a poll, and 36% love it, and 64% hate it. So there you go.
Oh,
I'm in the love category because it's nostalgic. It's a nostalgic candy to me. The other nostalgic thing for Christmas for me is Misty Mints. Do you remember Misty Mints?
I love Misty Mints. They just unlocked a memory.
They came in the gray and the green box, and you'd pull it out, and like there would be three little trays, and each tray was like different color of Misty Mint. They're my favorite fucking thing. And there are dupes out there. Like at Bulk Barn, you can get something similar.
But it's not the same.
But the Allen's Misty Mints, they don't seem to exist anymore. And it's my favorite thing in the world. And if anyone knows where I can find them, I will buy a bunch.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
Try
Amazon.
I love Misty Mints. Yeah.
Unless they stop, like, manufacturing them.
It feels like they're long gone, to be honest.
That's
but
sad.
It is Misty Mint. Very nostalgic thing. The other thing, my mom every Christmas makes meringue cookies.
Ooh, that sounds good.
And she makes them like she makes like little like swirlies,
little twirlies.
And then puts like sprinkles on them, and like those are like our Christmas cookies.
Delicious.
So good. But I fucking Misty Mints, man. I love. But any Christmas candies in particular for you?
Not really. No? Candies.
Really?
Every year that we have like a peppermint pig that goes around.
So peppermint what?
It's like a peppermint pig.
What is
so
that?
My grandma got it for us like 40 years ago. It's and like you pass it around and like you there's like a little tiny hammer that comes with it. And like you basically like pound the pig with the hammer for good luck, and then you pass a piece of peppermint around to everybody.
It's like a giant
it's like this
big. It's a peppermint in the shape of a pig?
Yeah, it's like
with chocolate
pig.
Covered?
It's not chocolate covered, it's just pure peppermint.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, we
what the heck?
We've had it for a long time, so like
is
it's
that like a Polish thing?
No, or, it's my grandma gave it to us. Oh, and she's not Polish.
It's just it's just a thing you guys do.
But like
that's
kind of
so
like a candy.
Funny. Okay, so yeah, no, that's candy.
Candy-ish.
I love peppermint at Christmas. Like love peppermint.
I love peppermint and Quality Street chocolates.
Oh, can we talk about Quality Street chocolates?
Yes,
for a second here.
Yes.
Because this is always a hot button topic around Christmas time, which is what are the best chocolates in the Quality Street chocolate tin?
The triangle hazelnut.
Oh, those are really good. Those are up there for me too.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like your top?
Mm-hmm.
That's your top.
That's
one?
That's my top for sure.
I like the rectangle caramel.
Ooh, yeah,
the
that
gold
one's good too.
Rectangle caramel. I also like the toffee pennies, which is very polarizing.
I love
people,
that too.
A lot of people hate
too.
Those.
That's my second favorite.
Okay. What are the other ones? There is a peppermint one in there.
No, I got a Quality Street last week and there was no peppermint.
There was no peppermint?
No.
Hang on, let's pull it up. Quality Street chocolates. Quality. I also think like just off topic. Well, not off topic, but another opinion. I love toffee.
Me too.
I would take toffee over Quality Street.
I call it toffee, but yeah. Doesn't get me toffee
every year.
Do we
know how to pronounce it? I don't even know.
Toffee? Toffee?
Where can we find? Let's see if I go to images, maybe I'll be able to pull up. Here we go. So I'm gonna screen capture this. So Quality Street chocolates. All right, we got the milk chocolates green. Which is just solid milk chocolate.
It's hazelnut.
No, this is just milk.
Oh, okay.
Hazelnut is the square.
Oh, okay.
Or
yeah.
The
rectangle, right?
Wait. I don't know if this is updated. I'm pretty sure that's the hazelnut one. Coconut is the blue.
Coconut, falls down the scale a little bit.
Falls down. Okay, I gotta say, the orange ones, bottom of my list, both of them.
Cream
is better than the crunch.
The crunch is in my top five.
I don't like orange and chocolate. I don't. I don't like the Terry's chocolate orange. Can't really? Do it. Makes me nauseous. Makes me literally want to vomit.
Yum.
Yum. Vomit.
Yummy. I love vomit.
The orange cream, I could maybe get down with. I don't mind a cream.
I hate cream.
I like
chocolate.
The strawberry cream and the quality stream.
Ugh. No,
I like that.
No cream.
The fudge is all right. The fudge is like middle tier.
Yeah.
The purple one, that might be hazelnut, actually.
Oh, it's shaped like a hazelnut.
Fine, just a list. Can I just get a list, internet, please?
You think it'd be on the Quality Street website, if they had a website.
Discontinued varieties. Current varieties. The purple one, known as hazel and caramel.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
Milk chocolate filled with hazel and caramel. Okay.
That one's really good.
Green triangle is the milk chocolate with hazelnut praline. That is the better one.
That's the praline.
I like that. I like the green triangle.
Yeah.
Toffee finger, which is my favorite. Strawberry delight. That's the strawberry cream.
What?
Caramel swirl. What's that? Oh, that's the cup.
Oh, yeah. That one's really good, too. That one's in my top five.
Yeah, that's up there. Milk chocolate block. Kind of boring, but that's good.
Yeah.
Orange chocolate crunch. Not a fan. Orange cream is all right. Just the straight up fudge. Coconut eclair.
Coconut. Oh, yeah.
I really like coconut, but I don't like how the coconut gets stuck in my throat after I eat it.
Yeah, it's too coconutty for me.
Too coconut. Yeah, absolutely. This must be new. Chocolate caramel brownie. I've never heard that.
No, that didn't come in my quality sheet I got last week.
And then the toffee penny, which is the one that I like
so
too.
Good too.
So that's.
I think my top three would be the triangle, like the chocolate with the hazelnut praline,
mm-hmm.
and then toffee penny. And then probably hazelnut caramel.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
Yep. Glad that we agree.
I mean, Quality Street, like I said, I'd rather have Toffee, but mm-hmm. it is a classic staple thing that you get around Christmas time.
Yes. I also love like all the shortbread that comes out around this time of year.
I also gotta say, the tin box of butter cookies.
Oh, the ones that your grandma would put her sewing machine in. Not her sewing machine, but like her sewing utensils in. No?
sewing machine.
That was too much. Okay.
Oh, she used the tin afterwards to put her sewing stuff
in?
Yeah,
doesn't every grandma do that?
I could see that being a thing, yeah, for sure. Yeah. My grandma didn't, but.
Oh, okay.
Must just be your all grandma.
Right, all right,
cool. Must just be you.
But yeah,
I love those.
Those
though.
Are so fucking good.
Those are like I get those every year.
I bought a tin recently.
And also, are you big into the popcorn tins?
No,
no,
no.
I don't.
Which is
them.
Funny because like I love popcorn.
I love popcorn so. Too, but I'm not someone who regularly gets those.
You know? I wouldn't go out and buy one.
No.
But.
No,
it was given to me at Christmas time. Like I'd be that you like the one that has a caramel and the cheddar and the
maybe we can get some this year and see if we like it.
Yeah,
you know? Who knows? What else is there around Christmas time? I mean, cookies are a big thing at Christmas.
Do you like chicken bones?
I don't mind them.
I love them.
I'm not on the hate train for chicken bones. Like I don't hate them so much that it's like this big thing.
I didn't like them growing up, but like now love them.
You love
and
them
you
now.
Can get chicken bone vodka now or something.
I heard
bone.
About this. I wonder how that is.
It's really good.
Is it?
Yeah. If you like cinnamon, but
I mean, I like cinnamon. I also like just anything peppermint really.
Yeah.
Cold Stream Clear does a good peppermint liqueur.
Ooh.
That you can just like put in your hot chocolate.
Yes. It's so good.
It is.
What
so
else did I have
good.
Recently that was really good? It was some kind of, it's not coming to me now. There she goes.
Well, that's the Christmas food episode. So if you're listening to this, let us know what you like for Christmas and what your nostalgic. Oh, the other nostalgic thing with Christmas. I need to mention this. Do you remember the Lifesaver storybooks?
Oh, those are my favorite.
Right?
I love those. Those are such a good stocking stuffer.
Yeah. And I love a good stocking here stuffer.
Here on the intoxicated gift guide,
you got some
get yourself some lifesaver books that don't exist anymore.
I wonder if they exist.
They don't.
They don't?
I don't think so.
I loved those.
I love them too. If I find them, I'm buying all of them.
Also, like, it's been a long time since I've seen lifesavers in general. Do those exist?
They must.
They must exist.
I'm going to check the dollar store because I feel like that's the place that would have them.
That's the place that would
have
them.
They have like dollar store, but they have lifesaver mints now.
Ooh,
so maybe those replaced. They are good. But I think those replaced the lifesaver.
But the books were such a thing because you would get multiple flavors in a book.
Yes, it was so good. Ooh, do you remember the caramel ones that you would get?
Yeah.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then like your regular lifesaver, like, fruity ones.
Yep.
And what was the third? The third flavor was like,
well, they had a bunch of different flavors.
Yeah.
Lifesaver flavors.
I feel like they had root beer ones too.
But I feel like that was definitely a thing. The other candy I think that's really big at Christmas is the Frère Roger. I love those too.
So me and my sister used to get my mom that every year for Christmas. And then one day, like, we're hanging out in the summertime and she's like, I hate Frère Rogers. And I was like, she's like, I don't like chocolate.
She had to get it off her chest. She's like, this has been going on for too long.
And I was like, oh. And like, she didn't make the connection that we get it for her every year. And then I texted my sister. I was like, we can't get her Ferrero Rochers anymore. Like, this is not a thing. And we buy them from Costco too. So it was like a big thing. I always wondered why she never ate them.
Right.
Like, I go over and like go into like a cookie cupboard and be like, why are these still here? I'll just eat these.
That's so funny.
And then I have to tell her and be like, mom, we got these for you every year. She's like, I know. Make it stop.
I'm very excited for Christmas this year just good. To like eat all the food, all the cheese boards, just charcuterie boards, all
yes,
of that.
I love
appetizers, oh, little God. Appetizers,
yeah,
little dips, crackers and cheese,
brie cheese, all the brie. Also, my
all
mom said that if anyone's lonely for Christmas, you can come over to her house.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I know. She's like, find all your rogue friends. I was like, I think all my friends have families, but okay.
Yeah, my parents are coming up for this Christmas. So,
oh wow.
Well, and we've spent a lot of Christmases up here actually, yeah? like for the most part since I moved to Halifax. Yeah,
that's good though.
So it's all good. It's nice having Christmas at home in Antigonish. But I also just like being able to go and hang out with family and like walk down the street and come home to Mindy.
Yeah.
My little that Mindy cat.
Sense. Yeah.
My little Christmas Mindy.
I'm excited. I'm going to take my cat to my mom's house with me for Christmas.
Oh, that'd be cute.
That's what I do every year. So,
aww.
Yeah. They like it there. So,
that's so fun.
I said, like, the car ride. Fresher hates it. He's like, mmm. I'm like, shh. It's only 5 minute car ride.
Do you
buddy.
Give your cats anything, a treat for Christmas? No.
No. No.
Yeah.
I really want to, but. No,
some fancy feast or something. That's what I do. I just get like more fancy cat food. Like, this is your dinner.
I got them antlers ones, like little.
Oh, that's tiny. So cute.
Yeah, it was really cute. They yeah. did. We were not happy about that, but I thought it was really cute.
I love it. Yeah. Well, that's a wrap on another episode of Podmas Day 5.
Day 5. We're just flying by.
We're just flying through these. I hope you guys like these. And yeah, we will.
I hope that you like our voices and our faces.
And I hope you keep the download, even though they're only every day. But yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thanks.
And talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.